This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Kylie Jenner and boyfriend Travis Scott will appear in Playboy, and not just as interview subjects. Kylie's sisters have all posed nude in the past. Kim Kardashian appeared in Playboy, Khloe posed nude for a PETA ad, Kourtney Kardashian in Du Jour magazine, and Kendall Jenner shot a series of black and white nude portraits for Mert Atlas. Welcome to Club Naked, Kylie. All rise. Susan Kalecz, who plays Beth Pearson on the hit television show This Is Us, is officially off the market. The 37-year-old actress announced her engagement to Jamie Lincoln Smith in an Instagram post. Forever, ever, she started the post, which featured images of herself wearing a stunning round sapphire engagement ring adorned with delicate diamonds. How soon will we be seeing that ring on Pawn Stars? Warner Brothers and New Line's It Chapter 2 got the box office moving again after a sluggish few weeks. With the widest release ever for a horror film at almost 4,600 screens, this Stephen King adaptation earned $91 million over a weekend. While that's well below the horror record of $123 million earned by the first It, It too has the second highest opening weekend. Clowns are scary. Singer-actress Hailee Steinfeld could soon be part of the Marvel family. Steinfeld has been offered a lead role in the upcoming Hawkeye series at Disney+. The limited series will see Jeremy Renner reprise the role of the bow-wielding hero that he's played in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, most recently in Avengers Endgame. Steinfeld definitely won't be starving. Sorry. A year after shelling out $3.5 million for the LA home that served as the exterior for the Brady Bunch abode, HGTV unveiled its remodel. The 1970s Paramount lot set has been recreated room for room by cast members and the channel's talent in the four-part series A Very Brady Renovation. The show debuted, giving HGTV its biggest audience numbers in its history. Wow! Eazy-E got a new headstone on his 55th birthday. The legendary rapper's been gone now for many years, but his burial site continues to draw fans who want to pay homage to the NWA legend. So his family commissioned a new headstone, complete with pictures and information about his life, at the Rose Hill Cemetery in Whittier, California, which is straight out of Compton, and take a left. Former American Idol contestant Antonella Barba's probation officer has accused her of disobeying the judge. Barba was supposed to be living with her father, Vincenzo Barba, while being released on bond, but she hasn't been. In pleading guilty to fentanyl possession and distribution, Barba faces a mandatory minimum term of 10 years in prison and a fine of $10 million. Don't do drugs! Selma Blair posed bald and half-nude and posted it on social media. Yep, Blair shared the bold portrait of herself wearing no pants and no underwear. The actress also revealed that she's undergoing intense treatment for her multiple sclerosis. She captioned the post, "Portrait of a Lady." Most fans seemed to adore the picture, while others, not so much. Damn haters, get a life. Tarek El Moussa wants to babysit ex-wife Christina Anstead's new baby. Yep, if Christina needs a babysitter for her newborn son, Hudson, she can give her ex-husband a call. While Tarek has yet to meet Christina's new son with husband Ant Anstead, the Flipper Flop host reveals that he can't wait to meet him and may even be game for babysitting. Okay, I'm officially nauseated. New dad Chance the Rapper has postponed his tour to spend time with his family. Chance said, quote, "I thought it over and I've decided to push back my tour. I need to be as helpful and available as possible to my wife in these early months of raising Kensley and Marley. I apologize because I know how many people were counting on seeing me soon," unquote. The tour now begins on January 15th. An original Black Panther novel centered on Shuri is coming. The Black Panther character, brought to life in Marvel movies by Letitia Wright, will be at the center of Shuri, a novel written by Nick Stone. Shuri will kick off a multi-year partnership between Scholastic and Marvel to introduce new original stories featuring Marvel superheroes to young readers. Shuri will release next summer. We're Shuri. Sorry. Eddie Murphy is back. The comedian and actor is bursting back onto the scene in a big way this year. In October, he headlines the new Netflix film, Dolomite Is My Name. Then he'll be hosting Saturday Night Live's Christmas episode, marking his first time leading the show in 35 years. Then there will be a stand-up comedy tour. Then, coming to America too. Welcome back, Eddie. Country music's Brad Paisley can be seen in Fish Out of Water, Amazon's new half-hour comedy series. Paisley will star and executive produce. The series is described as a Larry Sanders take on celebrity vanity projects and will provide a behind-the-scenes look at Paisley's struggle to keep a simple little fishing show from turning into his own personal fire festival. Me likey. Robin Thicke and April Love Geary escaped a two-vehicle accident without injury after a collision on Pacific Coast Highway. The 42-year-old singer was riding as a passenger in a black Cadillac Escalade, while April, 24, was driving when the accident occurred near Zuma Beach. The other car involved reportedly had been full of younger people. Darn youngsters, get off my beach! The Trash Bin. Rapper Tekashi 6ix9ine will be testifying in court, but his family is so scared of retaliation, they won't go near the courtroom. The rapper's family thinks it's just too risky when the trial begins for the two men that allegedly had a role in his kidnapping last year. The reason is simple. Tekashi will be snitching, and they know what happens to snitches. D-E-A-D. Yikes.
The news wrap-up.
The new iPhone 11 starts at $699. The phone it's replacing, the iPhone XR, costs at least $749. Meanwhile, Roku shares dropped 12% after Apple introduced Apple Plus for $4.99. Peloton set their IPO range between $26 and $29 per share and looks to raise as much as $1.2 billion. Workout? Done.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
It Chapter 2 is tops of the box office for the second week.
The number one album.
Hollywood's Bleeding by Post Malone enters the charts at number one.
The number one app.
What do you expect? It's Minecraft.
The number one book.
Vendetta and Death by J.D. Robb is the number one fiction book in the USA.
Camila Cabello joins an exclusive club of artists that have debuted multiple songs on a single Billboard radio airplay chart in a week as both of her new tracks enter the pop song survey. Liar launches at number 36 and Shameless starts at number 37. The songs soar in with just 3 days of airplay following their September 6th release. Cabello said, quote, "I think it's too much pressure when I haven't released an album in a year and a half to just put out one song. I don't like it. I'm not really like a drop one single kind of gal. I feel like I want to put out more music, more visuals, more stuff," unquote. Well, it was hard to choose, but we had to pick one. From her upcoming album, Romance, here's Camila Cabello with the song of the week, Liar.
I don't care if you're here or if you're not alone. Too long. It's kinda like it didn't happen. The way that your lips move, the way you whisper so. I don't care. It's good as gone. I said I won't lose control. I don't want it. I said I won't get too close, but I can't stop it. Oh no, there you go.
That was Camila Cabello with the song of the week, Liar. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.